It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's going to be a lot of days when you lay your guts on the line and you come away empty-handed. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it but go back and lay them on the line again and again and again.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over and in. I believe. Touchdown, Auburn. Well, that was sure second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sure effort got it
out
in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy! Touchdown!
There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35-30, 25-20, Peterson, the one man to beat, at the 5, he is in! Touchdown, Auburn! Flash that smile, Cam!
Byron waits for the snap into place, there it is, the kick is up, the kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19!
You'll keep fighting like you did today. You'll keep playing like that. You build a foundation that we can live a long, long time on the dome.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Live from the Hope Farm in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, here's your host, Doug Holton.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome into the show this week as we continue to get you ready for Auburn Tiger football. This weekend, the Tigers travel to South Carolina for an early one. That's always tough to go on the road and play an 11 o'clock Central game. It'll be on ESPN. At Williams-Brice Stadium, holds 80,250. Of course, it won't be quite that full this weekend with all that is going on. The Tigers come into the game ranked number 15 in the AP poll, 14 in the coaches poll this week, with a record of 2-1 in the SEC. And the Gamecocks are unranked with a record so far of 1-2. Nonetheless, should be a challenge for the Tigers. They have struggled in the Kentucky ball game, and also, of course, in the Arkansas game last weekend. Later on in the show, we'll have a couple of guests for you. Brent Betzel will be along, former Auburn coach and players. We talk about the Gamecocks this weekend, and, of course, the ongoings last week at Jordan-Hare Stadium and that controversial finish. And we'll talk about where the Tigers are at present. And also, Brian Brinsfield will be with us, who is a former Auburn player and played his high school football on the Eastern Shore in the Mobile area. A couple of notes on the ball game this weekend and the history of this one. This will be the 13th meeting all time in the series and the ninth since the Gamecocks joined the SEC in 1992. Auburn leads the series 10-1-1 and 3-0 in all games played at Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia. Auburn extended its winning streak over South Carolina to 8 games with a 42-35 victory in 2014 at Jordan-Hare Stadium. The Tigers were 16-13 victors in their last trip to Columbia in 2011 as an unranked Auburn squad upset the number 10 Gamecocks. Auburn also posted 2 wins against the Gamecocks in the famous year of 2010. The Tigers won 35-27 on September the 25th, and Auburn again 56-17 on December 4th in the SEC Championship game in Atlanta, Georgia. The 8-game winning streak is the Tigers' longest active winning streak over an SEC opponent. One thing that was pretty evident in the Arkansas game last week, the ending may not have been spectacular, but I think we have found a running back for the Auburn Tigers. Against Arkansas, Tank Bigsby, 146 rushing yards, and Anthony Schwartz, 100 receiving yards, which gave Auburn its first 100-yard rushing and receiving tandem in the SEC in an SEC game since the 2017 season against Alabama. Kerryon Johnson and Ryan Davis doing the honors there. Also, Roger McCreary and Nehemiah Pritchett are tied for second in the SEC in passes defensed per game with 1.3. Of course, Roger McCreary playing his high school football in the Mobile area. But back to Tank Bigsby. 268 all-purpose yards against Arkansas, 146 on the ground, 16 receiving, and 106 on return yards. And Tank Bigsby posted just one of 10 performances of 250-plus all-purpose yards in Auburn history. Bigsby has accounted for one-third, 6 of 18, of Auburn's plays of 20-plus yards this season, 5 of those on kickoff returns and 1 on in the rushing game. But it wasn't one of the more memorable endings for Auburn football last week, as the Tigers had to really struggle after moving out to a 17-point lead in the first half over Arkansas. They struggled through the second half, and Arkansas actually came back to take the lead, as you know, late in that ball game. And the controversial ending is one that we will remember for a long time to come.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week, brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
The shotgun snap, Nix steps up into the pocket, he throws it downfield, and it's tipped. Bumper Pool knocked it away from Seth Williams, who was open at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, not a very smart throw, though. Bo Nix flushed himself. He stepped up, flushed to the right, and tried to throw back across on the dig route to Williams. It was tipped away by Pool. Very fortunate that one didn't come down with an interception.
Nix from the gun, drops back, gets time, throws the ball ahead to Tank Bigsby. Bigsby inside the 40, gets close to the first down. He may be about a yard shy of the first down, and it will bring up third down for the Tigers.
You can run it here. You still have plenty of time. It's third down and two. You can run it and try to get the first down or hit a pop screen out to Schwartz.
Third down and two for Auburn. Bigsby does run it. Bigsby has the first down, stays on his feet inside the 30. The clock will stop for the first down, a minute 29 to go. 8 yards and a first down for Tank Bigsby. Clock rolls. Bigsby with the carry up the middle. Now bounces outside. Tank Bigsby stays on his feet, gets close to the 20-yard line. DJ Williams in the game, 49 seconds and counting to go. Nix turns, now keeps it himself. Nix dives close to the first down. Going to be yard shy. Clock down to 30 seconds, and Nix will just down it with 28 seconds to go.
Bo Nix fumbled it. He fumbled the ball on the snap and then picked it up to throw it down.
Well, a flag is down on the play.
Ruling on the field, an intentional grounding with offense number 10. The snap was fumbled, hit the ground, then the quarterback threw it in the ground, which was a loss of down at the spot of the foul. The previous play is under video review.
No one actually recovered the ball, so you can't give it to Arkansas, and it was called an incomplete pass. No one actually physically recovered the pass.
After video review, the ruling on the field stands. Loss of down for Auburn at the 22-yard line, right. Fourth down.
The clock rolls. There's the snap, there's the kick from Carlson. It's on the way. And this one is good! With 7 seconds remaining, Carlson has given Auburn a 30-28 lead on a 40-yard field goal.
Wow, are you kidding me with that sequence of events that just happened?
Hi, friends. Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the old-time feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope.
Love having you with us here on Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. Auburn and South Carolina coming up this weekend. We'll talk more about it when we come back. 343-0106 is our phone number.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
And welcome back, everybody, to Tiger Talk Overtime. And we're glad you're with us. Auburn and South Carolina coming up. Beautiful night here at the Hope Farm. Come join us for some dinner, cocktails, or appetizers. Everything is great here. We're chatting now with Bentley Evans, the co-owner of the Hope Farm. And Bentley, great to have you with us again. Beautiful night.
Thank y'all for being here, man. Appreciate it.
We've got the charcuterie board out here, something new that everybody's into now, and lots of great food on that you brought us.
That's right. Yeah, we're trying to make as much of that, much of the ingredients on that board as possible in house. So, got some house made pickles, all of our own bread that we're making in house, and a bunch of other pickled products that are on that thing, and it's pretty tasty. So
it is wonderful. I know Randy engulfed it just a few minutes ago.
I did. The meat was outstanding as well.
Hey, tell us a little bit about what's coming up here at the Hope Farm. I know Halloween is coming up, and you guys have a special project you're going to do on the 22nd.
Yeah, on October 22nd, we're going to have Halloween movie night on the lawn. We got a big projector on the pavilion. We're going to drop down, and we're going to be playing Hocus Pocus. So you can come, you can bring a blanket, put it out on the lawn. It's first come, first serve on the outside seating. We'll be showing it at 6:30. And we'll also have some popcorn to kind of bring it all home. So
that sounds great. Great night to get ready for Halloween. And, of course, Auburn, South Carolina coming up. What did you think about the ending last week?
You know, I'm glad we got the W. That's all I can say.
It was interesting.
Yes.
An interesting incomplete pass.
But yeah.
Anyway, thanks for being with us. And great charcuterie board. We enjoyed it. And we invite everybody to come out to the Hope Farm and enjoy the night tonight.
I appreciate it, Doug.
And this weekend, 11 o'clock.
We'll have the game on the TVs all around. So, yeah, come join us.
Open for kickoff on Saturday. Thanks, Bentley.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. War Eagle. And we continue to talk about the ball game Saturday. Joining us on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Hotline, Brent Betzel, the assistant coach at Spanish Fort High School, former player and coach for the Auburn Tigers. And Brent, welcome into the show. Great to have you with us again tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good to be with y'all, Doug. I hope y'all are doing well. It sounds like I need to be out there at Hope Farms.
You do. You do. Great food here. We look forward to you coming down and joining us one night.
Yeah, I sure look forward to doing that too. But I tell you what, this Auburn team is come up on some bad luck here recently, and that's the thing that we got to, you know, anybody that's successful, Doug, in the season, as you know, has to be injury free, and that's something that so far we haven't been able to do.
That's exactly right. An interesting ending last week, as we just talked about, in the Arkansas game. Auburn out to a 17-0 lead. It vanished in the second half, and we were lucky to get out with a W last Saturday at Jordan-Hare.
Yeah, and that's the thing. People, you know, put a lot of style. You hear a lot of people talking throughout the week that they're not happy with the way things are going. But if you look at this team and look at what they've had to endure, I mean, this year is not going to be like any other year. It's just not. I mean, this is you can say what you want to say about, you know, this player and that player, but, I mean, little things – not having spring practice, not having time to get into the Chad Morris offense through a spring practice and through a preseason, all that's what you're seeing right now. And people just need to sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and don't go hollering because Auburn's not playing up to their standards right now. Nobody's playing up to anybody's standards. I mean, you look around the SEC. Yeah, Georgia's defense is playing well. Alabama's defense is not. I mean, they're usually great, and they're not. So there's a lot of things that we're putting stock in that may have been right in the past. But right now, this is not like any normal year, and so the past does not dictate our future.
Yep. Had a chance to catch some of that Alabama-Ole Miss game the second half last weekend after Auburn. Let's go to the phone lines now. 343-0106 is our number. Brent Betzel is with us, and the Great Bear we have on the line with us tonight. Good evening. You're on Tiger Talk Overtime. Great Bear, are you with us? I guess nobody's on the phone line there. Anyway, we had somebody on. If you want to call back and join us, 343-0106 is our number. We'd love to hear your calls and comments about last week's game or the upcoming game with the Gamecocks of South Carolina. Brent, heading into this week, what do you think? Tank Bigsby looked good last week in the running game, the offensive line. Hopefully will get better and better as the season goes on. Do they kind of lean on Tank in the first half this Saturday?
Well, you got to be careful leaning on a freshman, but I'm going to tell you what, this freshman is pretty special. And, you know, we used to talk about for years there, every time you play a true freshman as a starter, you can count at least one loss or two losses, depending on how many of them you're playing. But Tank Bigsby had over 200, almost 300 yards of all-purpose yards last week. Well beyond his age, I guess, is what we'd say about him. He's been everything that he's been advertised to be. You know, I think that the biggest thing usually hard for running backs to do, Doug, is pick up pass protection. Mm-hmm. And he seems to be hitting on pass protections and running the football like he's been there two or three years.
Yeah, the thing I noticed most about him, Brent, is he doesn't want to go down very easily. He's hard to tackle, and it seems like he's one of those guys that I thought about Emmett Smith last week when I saw Tank. He kind of bounces off and keeps his balance and seems to keep going down the field for extra yardage.
His feet never quit, and that's the key to a good running back. You know, it goes back to what Bud Casey used to say all the time. Coach Casey used to say, if I have to teach you or coach you to be a running back, you're not a running back. And this kid, he's got natural instincts. He understands the concept. And that's usually the biggest thing for a young guy. Can he pick up the concepts of the offense? And, I mean, he's one guy that so far, now, of course, we got a long way to go, but so far he's answered the bell and been very impressive, especially behind an offensive line that's not, you know, a veteran offensive line. I mean, you got, you know, our center is the only starter back that is consistent. But, you know, the thing that impresses me about Tank is that he seems to find his own holes and make his own holes, and that's what great running backs do.
Yeah, and he's got that extra speed to get through the hole a little bit quicker maybe when the offensive line, they don't hold that block for quite as long, and he can get through the hole before it disappears.
Yeah, I agree with that, and Bo is he's foot happy. He gets back there in the pocket. Seems like he can sit in there just a half second or a full second longer to stand in there and go through his full read progression. But if you don't feel comfortable in there, which he has not, and he has every right to be right now, you know, he's going to do those kind of things. He's going to get out of there if he can. And maybe they need to design some more sprint out passes for him and get him on the move and get him out of the pocket, make him feel more comfortable throwing the football. But that's one way to answer that. But there's no doubt that the offense needs some work. Defensively, the injuries have piled up on us a little bit. I mean, when you got a guy that's making all of your defensive calls that's not in there, you know, in KJ Britt, you know, he's out, and that hurts a lot. People that aren't there at practice every day to listen to that communication. There is a ton of communication that goes on. And when that guy's not there that you're used to hearing and that voice that you're used to hearing is not there, that is a big factor in how well you play and confidence level too.
Absolutely. And it's hard to throw the ball downfield when you don't have that protection. And hopefully a little more running game this week with Tank or whoever will hold those guys off a little bit, make them play the run, and we'll be able to throw the ball downfield just a little bit better. Brent, I wanted to ask you, we have a couple of JUCO offensive linemen that we recruited They haven't gotten in the lineup a lot yet, I don't think. And as you mentioned, we missed spring practice. They only had they've had a couple of months now, I guess, since practice began. But how soon would you expect those guys to be ready to step in and play some offensive line?
You know, the thing that people – there's a, and I'm trying to think of the most diplomatic way to say this. There's a reason they were in JUCO to begin with, okay? Mm-hmm. Not saying that they're, you know, they're good football players, but they may not understand and may not comprehend things as quick as other people do. So in my experience in coaching and having recruited a lot of junior college guys over the years, you're not going to get the true value of that guy until he's been there a full year and gone through a spring and a fall. That doesn't mean he can't come in and help us this fall somewhere along the way, spot help, relieve some guys. But, I mean, for a junior college lineman to come in, depending on how complex the blocking schemes are and the verbiage is, that's the key, is how complex and how much can they pick up and retain, and that'll determine their playing time. And that's what I was saying about Tank. It typically takes a freshman – the same amount of time, you know, a full spring and then a fall to get comfortable back there. That's why it's so surprising to see what he's done. But these offensive linemen, I wouldn't expect them to be super contributing after they've gone through a spring and then come into next fall. Now, they may play. I'm not saying they're not going to play. I'm just saying truly getting in there and being what they got signed to be, which is a Division I offensive lineman.
Right. Well, Brent, I know you've got a game this weekend. We appreciate you being with us. Enjoy the ball game this weekend, and hopefully we pull out another big victory against Will Muschamp in the Gamecock Saturday.
Well, it would be great to do that, and I think that our guys are going to play hard. That's one thing about this team, though. They don't give up, and they keep fighting to the end, and they fought last Saturday and ended up pulling it out, and I look forward to do the same thing this week against South Carolina.
All right, Brent, thanks very much for being with us. War Eagle, Brent Betzel, the
Take care,
assistant coach at Spanish Fort and former Auburn Tiger. We'll be back with more for you on Tiger Talk Overtime after this. We're live at the Hope Farm in Fairhope. Come join us for a drink or an appetizer, and we'll be back with your phone calls in just a minute. 343-0106.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Tiger Talk Overtime on this Thursday night. We're here at the Hope Farm live in Fairhope. Come on out and join us for a cocktail and enjoy the show. Auburn Tigers traveling to South Carolina for an 11 o'clock matchup this weekend, and that's always tough when you go on the road and play the early game. The Auburn Tigers basketball team also starting practice today, and we will check in with Coach Bruce Pearl, who had some exciting recruiting news today. Also, a couple of big recruits as of late. We'll be talking Auburn basketball in just a couple of minutes. But joining us now on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line, a former Auburn Tiger once again, Haven Fields, a former Auburn linebacker and now the assistant or deputy AD at Ball State, is with us. And Haven, thanks for checking in with us, and great to have you with us tonight.
Doug, as always, really appreciate you giving me a few moments on the show. You've been a friend for a long time, and obviously my time in Mobile at the University of South Alabama gave us a chance to get to know each other. So great respect for what you do, and, again, just thankful that you have me on tonight.
Well, thank you for being with us. Of course, a lot of people may remember assistant AD at South Alabama. You're in a similar position up there at Ball State. Tell the people down here that are familiar with you and, of course, the people in Auburn a little bit about what you're doing now and what your responsibilities are.
Yeah, so you said it earlier, title as a deputy athletic director. I have the pleasure of serving our director of athletics, Beth Getz, in a role where, some people say this position is kind of like a number two in command. You know, for me, it's been really exciting. It's been a blessing. You know, I say that I'm a jack of all trades, but a master of none. Having an opportunity to work internally and externally, where I work in the day to day of our 19 sports, 450 student athletes. Work very closely with our football program, similar to my time at South Alabama, and also work with our basketball program along with field hockey, gymnastics, as a sport administrator. And then I also have the privilege of working with our sports medicine and strength and conditioning programs, as well as a sports performance unit. And then on top of that, externally, I'm still involved in a lot of fundraising, which has been the focus of most of my career. Along with working with our ticket office of marketing and fan engagement, along with our Ball State Sports Property, who is a branch of Learfield. And so it's been great, and it's just been a great ride. I'm very humbled to be here. As you know, things have been very interesting for all of us this year. We've learned a lot. COVID-19 has shaped everything we're doing today in college athletics and in our country.
Absolutely has. Well, they're fortunate to have you up there, Haven. South Carolina game coming up this weekend. I'm not sure how much of the Auburn game you were able to take in last weekend, but give us your thoughts about the Tigers going on the road and having to take on Will Muschamp and T-Rob and those guys up in Columbia this weekend.
Well, you know, a lot of respect for both those guys you mentioned. One was the graduate assistant in Will Muschamp when I was playing at Auburn. And Travaris Robinson's a dear friend and like a brother. I was a senior as he was a freshman coming in, and he made an impact right away within the program as a wide receiver. And obviously most people know he finished up his career as a safety and having a chance to play at the next level in the NFL. It's always tough to go on the road, Doug. I mean, Auburn's had their struggles. You know, I guess the key of trying to find a way to get the ground game going consistently, that will be key for them. I think South Carolina has done some of the same. I thought early on watching them against Florida that they were moving the chains, moving the ball, getting things going on the ground. It'll be a slugfest. Will Muschamp's, you know, he's a defensive specialist, you know, and obviously Chad Morris trying to get things going for Bo Nix. We've got to get him active early, maybe some short routes, you know, some of the slip screens. And then giving them a chance to get down the field and be more accurate will be key. But at the end of the day, Auburn has been built on what most people will say is running back you. We've got to get the ground game going with Tank and with DJ. We've got to get things going. So,
absolutely. As we were listening to Gus Malzahn on Tiger Talk in the last hour, he mentioned that everybody practiced this week with the exception of K.J. Britt, a position you used to play at linebacker. We are missing K.J. out there right now, not only his physical ability, but his leadership as a linebacker and a defensive leader. Tell me about this defense so far. Against Georgia, they gave up a lot of rushing yards, maybe weren't as physical as the Bulldogs, and have we made some improvement in that in the last week, do you think, or what are we looking forward to against SC?
I think so. You know, early on, you know, you have to remember, you know, a lot of programs didn't get to go through spring. They had a short time frame, emotional roller coaster in how schedules were being built, created. I think last week we saw some improvement for sure. I think you'll see more as guys get more comfortable, you know, and being able to come off the ball. It always starts up front. You know, you mentioned K.J. Britt. He's as physical as they come. Unfortunately, we don't have him. But, you know, the Kobe McClain, you know, I think he's a freakish athlete. I think Owen Papo is continuing to get after it and a heck of an athlete.
Yes, and Jacoby, you mentioned, has gotten a lot more playing time since KJ has been out. What is it like for a guy like him to step in? Do we lose Haven? You still there, Haven? We lost Haven on the phone lines, but we'll try to get him back perhaps in the next few minutes here. Anyway, we are talking about Auburn and South Carolina coming up this weekend in Columbia, South Carolina. Our phone number here is 343-0106. As we take your calls and comments tonight, we'd love to hear from you. about the ball game coming up this weekend. And as I mentioned before, the Auburn Tigers basketball team, which has been very exciting as of late, beginning practice today. And we'll talk to Bruce Pearl in just a little bit, hear from him anyway at his press conference today about Sharif Cooper, a guy that a lot of people are looking forward to see this season for the Auburn Tigers at point guard, and a guy they signed, or didn't sign, but had a commitment from just today, Sage Tolentino, a 7-foot center out of Hawaii. We'll be talking a little bit more about that in just a second. 343-0106 is our phone number. I think Haven is back with us. Haven, you there?
Yeah, I am. Sorry for the disconnection. Anyway, I heard you talking about Auburn basketball. You know, we used to run up and down the floor. You know, we had we played a lot of small ball, but it's interesting, the last four basketball commitments are 6'9", 6'10", 6'10", and 7 feet. Bruce Pearl is continually changing the game and how Auburn is progressing in its recruiting and the size that they continue to bring into Auburn. And not only size, but just the athleticism. So excited for him.
Yeah.
I just caught you on the tail end, and I had to mention that.
Yeah, well, I watched the video, as you mentioned that, about Jabari Smith, a guy that committed last week, I think. And he's a 6'10". They call him a power forward, Haven. I know you played some student act ball in your time at Auburn. But he is a 6'10 guy, but he really likes to step behind the line and shoot that three.
You know, stretch four, I guess, is what they calling those guys now.
Like, you know, it's
interesting. I think about my time at Auburn in 99 season, 99, 2000, with Chris Porter, Damian Fishback, some of those guys just really getting after it. It's been interesting to watch the progression. And Bruce Pearl, I think, is a marketing, billboard himself, just in the way he presents himself with the energy and, you know, the way he carries, the Auburn pride and passion for that program and the university has been great to watch. So.
Yep. All right, let's try to get in a phone call quickly here. Haven on Tiger Talk Overtime. Good evening. We have a caller on. You're on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Hey.
Are you with us,
Doug?
Mayor? Yes, sir.
This is Major Payne. I want to call and talk about the Auburn offensive line.
All right, go ahead.
I'm thinking we might need to make a change at center, maybe move Council over from guard to center, move Broham from tackle over to guard, maybe put Troxler, one of the JUCO guys, in at tackle. I mean, we seem to be getting a lot of problems right there in the center of the line.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. We talked about the JUCO offensive lineman with Brent Betzel a second ago. Haven, any idea on that, or what are your thoughts? Haven's not with us? Haven's gone. Okay. I thought he was still with us. Anyway, 343-0106 is our phone number. And, Mayor, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, if you the famous Knicks clock play, if you watch it, Rob's got knocked on his butt back in the Knicks when it happened. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That couldn't help the situation. So.
I don't think it does. And as I mentioned before, the pass game downfield is tough when you have such protection problems as Auburn has had the last couple of weeks. So that makes it tough to throw downfield. And hopefully we can crank some rushing game up this weekend with Tank Bigsby.
Yeah, especially when the rush is coming straight through. I mean, you watch most of the blitzes are coming straight up. And they're, you know, we're having problems with the stunts right there in the center area. I just think, you know, what happened to the Reese Dismond and all those kind of guys we used to get? We need a mean guy right there in the middle who's smart.
Yeah.
And tough.
Yep. I heard a comment from Joe Cribbs today. I read a comment that said we need some more of those guys, some physical guys, some nasty guys up front to take care of some of the business we need to take care of. But, hey, Mayor, thanks for joining us. We got to run. And, Haven, are you back with us? Are you there, Haven?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm here.
Hey, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to thank you for being with us. And War Eagle, hope you enjoy the ball game this weekend. I know you got a couple of kids you're trying to tuck in there.
Yeah, well, they're down. And again, thank you for the time. And look forward to us having more dialogue. And let's beat the game.
All right,
and War Eagle.
Thank you, Haven. War Eagle. And we'll be back with more Tiger Talk Overtime. Your calls and comments, 343-0106, right after this. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
Thank you very much. We are back at the Hope Farm, Tiger Talk Overtime. As Auburn gets ready for South Carolina this weekend and trying to make it a 3-1 mark in 2020. Back to the phone lines we go in our final segment of the night. And I think we have the Big Bear back on the line. Is that right? Good evening. You're on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Hey, Doug, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm good. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I got two things I'm going to talk to you about. Number one. All right, so I was listening to another show, and I never thought about this. There's many times watching Auburn play in the hurry-up offense, and we'll be on the short side of the field, and it infuriates me to see him just running to the short side, passing the short side. And I never thought about it until I heard it this week, which is because those hash marks are only 60 feet from the sidelines, when the other team's on the other side, you can wear out those bigs, and they can't change them. There's a 35-yard sprint to the sideline, okay? And what they'll do is just keep it on the short side on purpose. And it never even crossed my mind. I heard that and said, huh, I guess I got to stop yelling at them then, right? But I never thought about it. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah. That is then, one philosophy, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it just drives me nuts. But now that I think about it, you know, once you get – that's where you get those, you know, 12 men on the field, offsides, depending on how, you know, far you penetrate. Anyway, you know, with this part of our schedule coming up, after the really easy part, you know, it should be interesting with the line, both offensive and defense that we have. I'm interested to see what happens. I don't have a finger on Nick's yet because I can't really evaluate him when you're running for your life. You know?
It is hard. It is hard when he's out there under pressure.
Yeah, you need 2-3 seconds because of your progression. I think he's getting less than one. I counted a couple times against Georgia. Anyway. All right, Doug.
Exactly right. Yes, sir. South Carolina this weekend, as the Bear mentioned, and then Ole Miss, another 11 o'clock game the next weekend on the road in Oxford, and then the Tigers come home on Halloween, October the 31st, to take on the LSU Tigers at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn. So give us a call if you'd like to talk some more football, 343-0106. We'll switch gears and talk a little hoops just for a minute here at the end of the show. And as I mentioned, Bruce Pearl holding his initial press conference for the 2020 season, 2021 season, I guess I should say. And some new names coming in, some veteran names as well, but not a lot of players back for the Tigers. One of the guys a lot of people are looking forward to see this year, Sharif Cooper, the point guard, the five-star that Auburn signed a year ago. And today at his press conference, Bruce Pearl talked about Sharif and what he brings to the table this year.
I think one of the things that gets lost about Sharif is, and I don't want to say this to be critical, and he may not like it when I say it, and I may not be exactly accurate, but when he was a freshman at McEachern High School, my guess is he was about 5'9", 125 pounds soaking wet. He is a self-made player. He is a grinder. He is a gym rat. Okay, so now let's say, what is he, 6'1", what, Cody?
6'1", we have him at 180.
So if he's 6'1", 180, maybe he wasn't 125, but I can't imagine he was much more. I'm just telling you, you talk about a guy that's worked really hard in the gym, in the weight room, you know, working on his game, so on and so forth. I think at first he came in, I think he was deferring a little bit, trying to get everybody involved. And then over a period of time, as he began to understand the offense, you know, realized that for his team to win, he needed to be more aggressive offensively. He's a scoring point guard. I will oftentimes compare to Jared because you guys remember Jared. But I would say he is ahead of Jared as a freshman, but he is not Jared Harper yet, you know, because we remember Jared as a junior. But I'll tell you, one of the things that he does really well He's probably a better interior passer than Jared, and he actually can score at the rim making tough twos better than Jared. Jared developed incredible range from three. I think Sharif's going to be close to that, but he's not there yet. Jared had a great understanding of our offense and timing and spacing and reading ball screens and things like that. That's something that obviously Sharif is working on. He's got to be brilliant in both ball screen offense and ball screen defense. Been a great teammate, you know, been a leader. He's a very, very – doesn't like to lose. And he's really, really competitive out there. So we have got good competition in every position. As we start practice right now, I've had enough practices where in a normal year, let's just even say last year, I had a much better idea last year at this time who my starting five would be than I do this year. By virtue of the fact that I had five or six guys last year that were head and shoulders above the rest. That is not the case this year. Now, that could be good news or bad news. The good news is we got a lot of parity. The good news is we got good competition. The bad news is we might not have anybody that's as good as we had last year in those top five or six. I don't know that. But I can tell you the competition is much, much closer. So I do think the good news is we won't drop off a lot when we go to the bench. And so I think this is a team that I will definitely play 9 or 10 bodies.
And that'll be interesting basketball season coming up. The thoughts of Coach Bruce Pearl today on Sharif Cooper and other members of the team as we get ready for basketball season as well. And again, as we mentioned, Sage Tolentino, the 7-foot center from Hawaii, committed to Auburn today, and they already had a 5-star recruit, Jabari Smith, the number 5 player in the country, committing to the Tigers last week. For 2021 and 2022, those guys are. So different years, but exciting times for Auburn basketball. Randy Bergen is alongside for our production tonight. And, Randy, always great to have you with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Hope Farm real quick. We had a charcuterie board tonight. That was the first one I've had. And tell you what, some great food there.
Doug, I have to tell you, I wish you could take a picture of it. I mean, it is wiped out. There's one piece of meat left.
You left a couple of scraps there.
For you, I did. No, hey, that was fabulous. And every time we come out here, every Thursday night, the food is always outstanding. It's always I like to see what Bentley's going to bring us, okay, because it's always a little bit of a surprise. Last week was awesome. The first week we were here was fantastic. Every week it's better and
the
better.
The Cuban shortbread had was fantastic.
It really was.
Great to have Bentley Evans, and he's a great host here. And hope you'll all come out and join them for that Halloween special with the movie out here on October the 22nd. Randy, your show coming up Sunday, I'll be with you on that. The Southern Fairway Golf Show.
Absolutely. Southern Fairways Golf Show. Mapazzi, Danny Spivey is out. He's playing in the senior four ball up in Birmingham. So what do? I go to the bullpen. I pull out the ace. I bring the righty in. And, Doug, always glad to have you on board with us. We'll have a lot of golf to talk about, all right? A lot going on. And you know, we're not that far away from what is typically the first major of the season will be the last major of 2020, and that's the Masters coming up in just a couple of weeks.
That's
in November.
Right. Is it the 7th of November?
Actually, no. It's the 12th and the 12th or 13th. 12th.
Okay.
12th.
Gotcha.
And so we'll be talking about that. We've got some great guests lined up. We always have fun. As you know, we will talk golf first. And, yes, we'll talk some football as well. So you won't want to miss it. 11 o'clock from 11 to 1 right here on FM Talk 106.5. You can also pick us up if you happen to be on the road on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. And if you dare, you can go to Facebook or YouTube and check us out as we'll have video rolling.
The better question would be, where can they not find you? Anyway, should be fun.
We'll have a lot of fun. We'll give away some golf, too. What about that?
Should be fun on Sunday, and always great to be with you as you do your golf show on Sunday. Anyway, lots of action going on this weekend. The LSU-Florida game postponed because of the coronavirus. They've got some numbers down there in Gainesville, and I think I read Ole Miss is having a few cases as well. And of course,
how about Alabama?
Alabama, that's the big story of the week. Nick Saban has tested positive, and he'll be at home as Alabama takes on Georgia. That's going to be interesting.
Well, if you were going to do it, now would be the time, wouldn't you? If you were going to try to postpone one, it would be against Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, number two takes on number three. I think it'll be an outstanding game, regardless if Coach Saban is there or not. Again, you know, Sarkisian's going to make all the offensive calls. We'll see defensively. Alabama's got to pick it up. What happened against Ole Miss, I've never seen an Alabama defense look like that. If they're like that against Georgia, it is not going to look good for Alabama.
I tell you what, Coach Kiffin has it going on, though, on offense. He can dial up the plays.
You got to give him a pat on the back. The man can dial them up. There's no doubt.
I can't imagine Nick Saban at home watching Alabama and Georgia.
He'll be there somewhere.
Anyway, thanks for being with us on Tiger Talk Overtime tonight. The Tigers in South Carolina coming up Saturday at 11. Join us here at the Hope Farm for the game. Great food and drink, and we'll see you next week on Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5.